53. Take control of these airwaves. Here it's Ian with you.
And JJ.
1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Coming up this hour, we get a chance. JJ's going to tell us about the beginnings of the motion picture business and what it had to do with copyright. You might be surprised. I know I was. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk first, though, to Drew. He's stuck with us here through the news there. Drew, you're relatively new to the show. You were telling us a story about a coworker with whom you were having a conversation at it's a union shop of some sort. So go ahead and start that conversation. Go ahead and start from that the beginning, because we've got some new listeners tuning in.
Right. Well, what I was saying was, you know, we work at a union shop, and for a pretty prestigious company nationwide. And you can imagine that, you know, if you don't vote for the guy with the D next to their name, you're wrong, you know. And that's all the more thought that's put into it. And when people are so confident about their beliefs, and that's all that it consists of, it's hard not to just, you know, become crazed a little bit. It just eats at you. Like, these people, everybody around me is not thinking. And...
Nope.
And I suppose that on a larger level, LouRockwell.com probably equates to that as well. I mean, their traffic is just massive, and you know they're still considered fringe and what have you. So I don't know if I'm making sense.
You aren't really. I'm a little confused. JJ, are you following?
Basically, you're saying that if you disagree with the conventional standard, you're looked on as crazy or fringe?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And Lou Rockwell, perhaps they're so far along that with as much traffic as they have, that's all they're doing is just identifying the problems of the people that are against them.
I tend to believe that they don't have solutions. I mean, if you have a solution, give it. If you know, it's easy to find problems, and I'm not finding fault with finding problems. We do it every night on Free Talk Live. I mean, we talk about all kinds of problems, but we also talk about what I consider to be the best solution, which is to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and join together with other like-minded people. I mean, can you imagine if you had the people of LouRockwell.com, the brilliant authors and people that are posting that blog, if they all decided to make the move to New Hampshire and, you know, come and testify at state house hearings and run for office and do civil disobedience and create their media here? I mean, imagine what that could do.
That would be great. That would be awesome. But I mean, you know, what happened to the entire southern half of the nation in 1861? I mean, the entire southern half of the nation was surrounded. I mean, or at least being attacked on a large scale. What good is a small state like New Hampshire going to do if the entire nation turns against?
So you believe that the entire country would turn against New Hampshire if New Hampshire were to secede, say, from the U.S.?
Well, I would certainly hope not, but historical precedent shows that it's possible.
Well, it seems to me that people still, even though, you know, they may have their feelings about what goes on in New Hampshire, but, you know, people still buy Chinese products, and people still buy products from Pakistan and India and other places, Thailand and even Vietnam. Lots of products come from other places to this country, and people buy them, and they do business with those folks. So I would imagine that most people would have, you know, there's a chance they'll have family or friends living in New Hampshire, and that they'll still be interested in talking to them and doing business with them, regardless of how they feel about their particular political viewpoint. And in addition to that, a national poll recently found that over 20% of Americans right now today support secession. So it's not an unpopular idea at all.
I think I think also factoring in that communication has changed drastically since the time of the Civil War, and that a lot of the people who went to war during the Civil War time didn't really even know what was going on.
Yeah.
They were just fulfilling their duty that they had agreed to fulfill as a militia member or whatnot.
My country has sent me, I must go.
Right. They didn't. they could have not known that, for some of them, they didn't know it was over the taxation issues or that sort of stuff, or the financial issues, or the tariffs, that sort of stuff. So nowadays, though, I think we have the ability to communicate very easily and effectively across a broad spectrum, and to reach individuals on a moment's notice and inform them of what's going on. I think it's much more unlikely that that sort of scenario would unfold in these times.
Well, you certainly understand my concern, though, is being prospective to your ideas, correct?
Sure, I understand what you're saying, that you're concerned that if this does happen, that all these liberty-minded individuals move here, that it will cause some sort of issue for the federal structure. And I can certainly believe that, but at the same time, the individuals who move here are usually activists. They're people who get stuff done. They take an active stance instead of more of a passive or a research type role.
Well, and took the initial step to move there in the first place.
Exactly. That's right. And so what we have is the people that I frequent, my circle of friends, if you will, is a lot of people who we don't really talk about ideas like and theorize as much as we talk about what actions we're going to do and what plans are in the works and what projects are in the works. We're more focused here on actually solutions and action, basically those two things.
You know, all that aside, what I'm hearing from you, Drew, and I'm sure this isn't an uncommon critique, what I'm hearing from you is, well, maybe we shouldn't do anything because people might think things about it.
I'm certainly not condoning non-action. I'm just, or being a part of what have you, the fray or unconventional ideas. I'm just simply saying that there are a lot of people out there, and I don't have to tell you this, Ian, that just don't think. They absolutely don't think. They just follow the line. And that's,
well, the good news
dangerous.
Is, here's the good news. It's true. You're describing what some might call sheeple, people that just kind of go along to get along. They just want to live their life and not be, be bothered. And I have, respect for people who just want to live their lives and not be bothered. I get that. I wish I could be that in the dark. Personally, there's some value to that. But ultimately, the sheeple will come along with us one of these days. Because if they're just going along to get along, if they're just going along with what's popular, all our challenges is to make liberty popular, and then all of a sudden the sheeple will be on our side.
Right, and at the same time, I think we also understand that by moving here, by being dissidents against the tyrannical federal government, we're already marking ourselves as targets. And to speak out, especially here on this local level, and to take a stand with, especially with the police officers that we interact with, let's get right to the root. When we're out there challenging what a police officer is doing, or going into a council meeting and challenging what the council is doing, or into a courtroom and challenging what the judge is doing, that definitely comes with certain, I guess, punishments that the system is going to hand out. And individuals who take part in those actions are fully aware of what could happen.
Yeah, and there's always going to be critics, and there's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be people who have something nasty to say, and that's fine. It's okay. You just can't worry about that stuff getting into this. And if somebody wants to shun New Hampshire, if someone wants to shun doing business with New Hampshire, okay, well, whatever. There's nothing that we can do about that. We can just be as free as we can be, and hopefully we'll inspire others to join us, and then hopefully we'll also inspire others around the world to look at New Hampshire and eventually, which hopefully will become the freest place in the world, to look at New Hampshire and say, wow, they're doing something right there. Let's try to emulate.
I pose you guys a question.
Sure.
Real quick. I'm a little bit familiar with Dennis Steele, right? The state over, ran for governor in 08.
Who?
I believe. Dennis Steele. He's ran for governor on the second Vermont Republic.
Oh, yeah. The secession guys.
So there's obviously, in the Northeast, a lot of liberty-minded people. Over the past, when did the Free State Project begin? It was a decade ago or so, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
You know, what progress have you guys made? I'm not challenging you guys at all. I just, what progress have you made?
Oh, well, hundreds of people have made the move to New Hampshire thus far as part of the Free State Project. A dozen plus have already been elected within the last election season to state rep, which is more success than the Libertarian Party has had in 40 years. There's been massive amounts of civil disobedience that have gotten incredible press attention, with lots of people coming here as a result of that. And there are over 11,000 people that have pledged to come. So more are moving all the time. I thank you, Drew, for the call tonight.
Hey, thanks,
you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of these airwaves, dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, at freetalklive.com. We give you features there free, so enjoy those. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. You can go and see the lady listeners, many of them, who have sent their photo or video into the show to prove that they are listeners of the show, over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight on the air, it's Ian.
And JJ.
So we're going to get right back into your calls here in a moment. Just want to continue to let you know that SACL CAI, Jason Osborne,
is awesome.
Awesome. He's behind the show, and we were just talking with a gentleman who asked the question, well, what kind of successes have you had thus far in New Hampshire, the Free State Project? Well, we got Jason Osborne to move. That alone is a pretty big deal, because he is a big deal, and he's a huge supporter of Liberty Media and Liberty Activism, and he's great. In fact, his wife Sharon and he are going to be organizing this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, and if you've ever been to a party that Jason Osborne throws, you know it's going to be awesome. So that's another success story for the Free State Project, is having the Osbornes here, because they're great. But generally, there are a few other things that I think you wanted to add to the question of what are some of the successes of the Free State Project. The question was asked by someone who's relatively new to this movement, or at least these ideas and this kind of wing of the Liberty movement. So what would you say to that, JJ?
I would add the thriving underground marketplace, or the agora, if you will. I think that is definitely a large aspect of the successes here, because of all these individuals and their belief in simply voluntary interactions. We do have a good agora. We have a large support network for everything from health to being arrested to I need a ride to work today. Mm-hmm. So there's a very strongly knit community of people who all value this very simple premise of not initiating force against others. So it's those two things, I think, are critically important to people feeling like they can come here and meld into this and not feel like, well, my family's 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, you've got an activist family, a liberty family, basically.
A
voluntary family. People you've chosen to be part of your family to help make more freedom in our lifetime. And I think one of the real successes is to just simply have those people nearby, to have people who love liberty in your life. I mean, down in Florida, where I come from, I was born on the west coast of Florida and lived 26 years of my life there. I got involved in the liberty world down there, and there just wasn't much to it. Most of the things that were being done, I was starting. Most of the things that were happening, I was the creator of them. I was the funder of them. I was the organizer of them.
And possibly the only one to show up.
In some cases, it was almost that bad, yeah. Or I would have, you know, people volunteer to supposedly help, and they would bail out, or they would, you know, not even call to let me know they weren't going to come. Now, to be fair, some people did show up, and they did help, but ultimately it never really panned out into anything. The movement never grew into anything. The whole time I was involved, which was several years, it was always pretty much the same crew. Like, now and then one new guy would show up and one old guy would go away, and like there really wasn't any growth whatsoever. And then of course the Free State Project came along, and I saw that and I thought, wow, this is a no-brainer. I mean, I to be around other activists, to have people who would be like me, hopefully, coming to the same place, people who love liberty and are willing to do something about it, to come to the same place to do things, wow, that seems like I have to be there. And so I did what it took to come here, move my life and my business and my family to New Hampshire. And I'm so glad I did. And I came relatively early on.
You
when
did.
There weren't very many people here at all. But even with the few core group of people that had moved in the earliest days, they were already doing more that was far more exciting to me than what was happening down in Florida. And I said, I've got to be there now. I've got to be there soon and be there to help these people and help promote what they're doing. Ended up that not only did I promote it, but I got involved with the civil disobedience myself and put my freedom on the line. And that's another win as well, is having people who are willing to put their freedom on the line, do more than just talk or vote or support a political candidate, but who are actually going to say no to the police when they're told to do something, who are not going to stop, who are going to keep recording with a video camera when the police demand that they shut them off. And there's a great example of, you know, you want to talk about success stories. I think that a lot of people ask that question with the idea that it has to be a political success. And I gave the examples of the political successes. We've got those. And I'm sure there are more coming down the line as more people move here and get active in politics. But I consider an interaction like what happened at the airport last week to be an incredible success as well. You can go to freekeen.com. You've got to scroll back a ways because Freekeen's so busy these days.
Yep.
1 week will, I mean, there's 2 pages worth of stuff there for 1 week. I mean, it just keeps filling up and filling up. So scroll back to last Friday and or around last Friday, shortly after last Friday, you'll find the Kelly Voluntarist visits the TSA. She took off some clothes, was walking around in the airport in just red lingerie and handing out information to mostly friendly people who were very happy to see her, very interested in what it was that she was doing. Only a few people didn't really much care for it. But there were a couple examples of people standing up to the police in this event, just this one event. And the difference, the important thing to point out is that when there are multiple people standing up to the police tend to back down because they're just bullies. And at their heart, they're bullies. Now, there's some cops that aren't so bully-like out there, obviously. But in this case, they were bullies. And so they would say things like, get that camera out of my face. You don't have permission to record me. And, you know, the response is, well, that doesn't matter because you're a public so-called servant. You're in public, and we're going to continue recording you. And they couldn't really say anything to that. They backed down. You know, they tried to get Kelly to leave the airport. And it was pointed out to her that, well, they were just asking. They didn't order her to leave. They didn't threaten her with arrest if she didn't leave. So she stayed. She continued outreaching to people and wasn't arrested. Whereas if she'd been alone, if she didn't have 6 cameras surrounding her, maybe things would have gone differently for her.
And was it Damo's footage in this one? Was it just Rupture's footage, I think?
There's two. There's right. one from Rapture that kind of catalogs what Kelly was up
right.
to. And then there's one that Ademo posted at freekeen.com
right.
that shows a legendary cop threatening Ademo with arrest for recording video with audio on it. He threatens him with arrest for that. But this is when Ademo was alone in one part of the airport. So Ademo did kind of back away at that point. He regrouped with us, and then when we came across that same cop, we confronted him with multiple video cameras, and he pretended like he didn't do anything. He pretended like he didn't threaten Ademo, and in fact got out of the situation as quickly as he could.
Yeah.
The cop just left.
Yep.
He didn't want to answer any questions, and he certainly didn't want to continue being on video and being held to his feet flames to the flames.
Yep. Yeah, that was definitely success right there.
So, yeah, I mean, there's real success when you get people together who are willing to stand up against the people calling themselves the state. And not only that, we're still just getting started. I think it's really important to point out, the Free State Project hasn't even completed its goal of reaching 20,000 signers yet.
Right.
It's over 11,000, which is good. But we've got a ways to go. We're early movers at this point. And the funny thing is, there are people that will post like comments on YouTube or on the Freekeen blog saying, well, if you were the Free State, how come Ron Paul didn't win? Because it's not free yet.
There you
it's
go.
The project, the Free State Project. There's a lot of work to be done. There's huge problems here. I mean, the crazy tyrants in robes telling people they can't wear their shirts right side out. They're telling people they can't. They have to stand.
No showing emotion in a courtroom.
No showing emotion. I mean, there's just some ban you from the courthouse for asking questions. There's all kinds of bad things happening here. But this is the only place where the liberty movement is actively growing, where people are moving every single month to come here and to get active. Where else is that happening? Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
In toll free, bring up what you want. 855-453. Signal CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian here.
And JJ.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook over at news.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's free. Let's go to Michael listening in Washington. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ. Michael in Washington. Going once, Michael?
Hello.
Michael? Hello.
Hello
there.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I called in a little while ago, the day I got out of jail, for riding my bicycle.
And wasn't this on, like, a state road or something like that?
No. It was on a college campus, just riding through the campus.
Oh, okay. And why did that happen?
Well, I had my headphones in, and I guess the police officer yelled at me to come over and talk to him, and I didn't hear him. You know, I was riding my bicycle, wind's blowing, and headphones in my ears, and didn't hear him, so kept on riding. Catches up to me, and I had a friend with me as well, and pulled us both over. Arrest us both. I, you know, chose my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, and he took me to jail.
And what was the charge?
The charge was obstruction.
Obstruction. Wow. What were you obstructing?
So now I just got my summons today in the mail for my court date.
So you're looking at a misdemeanor?
A gross misdemeanor.
What's that mean?
That means the maximum penalty of 1 year in jail or a $5,000 fine or both.
So the suggestion is that you are somehow supposed to be able to hear this cop yelling at you through the headphones you had in while you were riding your bicycle with the wind going by your head.
Yes.
And because you didn't hear him, it's obstruction of justice.
Yes.
So this sounds like a Class A misdemeanor, what it would be here in New Hampshire,
right?
A year in jail or a penalty of more than $1,000, which would indicate here in New Hampshire that you could get a jury trial.
Is that the same in Washington?
Yes, that is what I was calling about. I just kind of wanted some advice, and that's what I was.
Well, we can't give legal advice. We're not attorneys, but we can maybe give some suggestions. And I think JJ's onto something. Take this to a jury trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my plan. Filing to the clerk or whatever, saying that I want to trial the jury.
Take it to a jury trial and get discovery as well. As remember, anybody that's going to trial, whether it's jury trial or a bench trial, you have the right to file for discovery. It's a motion. You typically have to submit it to the court and the prosecutor. And basically, it doesn't have to be long. You just have to say, I'm motioning for discovery or, you know, noticing that you have to provide me with discovery. You know, you've got your address there, and then they should send everything that they have as far as evidence against you that they plan to use in the case to you. So that'll give you at least some idea of what they've got going for them, which probably isn't much, I would imagine. Have you taken a look at the obstruction statute?
Yeah, it's willfully hinder or delay or obstruct a law enforcement officer in the discharge of his or her official powers.
So there you go. So those are my suggestions. File for discovery, take it to a jury trial, and don't hire a lawyer. I don't think you need to pay thousands of dollars to defend yourself on something like this.
Yeah, it sounds like a very straightforward sort of defense for, I mean, I think if you just factually state what was going on, or at least get the officer to admit certain things about what was going on, you could probably get off of this charge pretty easily. It sounds to me like it was just sort of like a pride thing. Like the officer didn't like the fact that you didn't obey him, and because you didn't obey him, it's you're disobedient. So here's some time in jail.
Well, right, because he knows there's no consequence to him. The officer knows that even if after this jury trial, that if you're found not guilty by the jury, the officer will not have any punishment to face. He will not have to pay any restitution. He'll be not demoted. Nothing will happen to him. So why not just arrest the punk kid with the headphones in?
Right.
Yeah. So,
there you go.
And another thing, I was looking up things online, you know, about people saying, oh, you should do this and do that. What about asking about a valid cause of action?
Where did you hear about that?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
I think I got it from Mark Stevens' website.
I love what Mark Stevens does. However, it doesn't always work. I'm not saying don't try it. You know, it never hurts to ask questions. I don't think it can hurt to ask questions. But ultimately, you know, there's a good chance that you're going to try that and the judge is going to yell at you and you could face contempt of court charges over it. I'm not saying don't try that. But it's not magic words, and even Mark Stevens will point that out if you've actually read his book, Adventures in Legal Land. He points out that his questions that he asks are designed to box a judge into a corner. And basically, once you box a wild animal into a corner, there's a chance that they could lash out against you. And so he realizes that his questions can result in them taking you to a cage. It can also result in them dismissing the charges out of frustration and not wanting their scam to be revealed in front of a courtroom. So, you know, both possibilities are present in the Mark Stevens techniques.
And also, what we recommend, I suggest to all people who have trials is try to get it on video. You know, try to make file, if you have to file for a motion to get your camera in there, do that. But just make sure you get it on video. And that way you can, you know, if it does go to trial, because in some cases these charges might just be dropped, you know, a few days before your trial. I've seen that happen a lot here in Keene.
Yep.
But just as well.
Like, especially if I ask for a jury, right? I mean, they don't want to take something that's small to the jury.
That's ultimately the case. Now, here's a question for you about jury trials. In New Hampshire, and again, all the rules are different, so I'm asking if it's the same thing. In New Hampshire, you can have a bench trial first, and then you can go to a jury trial. So you could actually go in front of a judge without a jury in New Hampshire and you can go through the whole trial process. They'll call all their witnesses. You'll call your witnesses. You cross-examine them. You go through the whole trial thing. Always the judge, almost always the judge will find you guilty. And once that happens, you can simply say, well, I'd like to appeal for a de novo trial. And de novo is Latin for new, basically. So new for from the beginning, rather. And so then they have to start all over again. They take it up to the superior court level. They you know, you go through the jury selection process, and then you have another trial where they have to call all their witnesses all over again, and you know, you go through it. So basically, the first trial is almost like a trial run, if you will. Like, it's, you get to get all their questions, you get to get all their evidence, you get to kind of go through the whole process and see how they're going to approach it, and then you can try it a second time from the beginning de novo. So you may want to look into the rules there, the court rules in as far as Washington, and see how things work there. See if there's anything similar to that.
I think we have. I think we have something kind of similar. If I plead not guilty, then and I get found guilty, then I can't appeal.
Yeah, as long as you can appeal it to a jury, that's what you want to do. You want to take this to a jury, because the judge is always going to find in favor of the state. Almost all, 99 times out of 100, the judge will find in favor of the state.
Sure, they're coworkers.
But the jury may find in favor of you, depending on how obedient they are to the idea of the state.
Yeah.
And while selecting a jury, you may want to ask have a custom jury questions. In some places, it's easier to do this than others. In New Hampshire, you have to submit the questions to the judge, and the judge has to approve them, which sucks. But I was surprised when the man in the robe actually did approve 2 out of 11 of my questions. I expected it to be 0 out of 11. So you submit a bunch of questions, and then they might allow some in. And one of them was, to paraphrase it, it was essentially, do you think that police officers are more credible than the average person? You want to ask potential jurors questions like that to eliminate the jurors who are of the more police-obedient mindset. Because you don't want jury – you want to try to avoid a jury that's going to take a cop's word over over your word. So that's something else for you. Let us know how it goes, Michael, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So I've got this story here out of basically it's a press release from Pirate Bay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's the history. They've included some history of the Motion Picture Association, or they're basically how Hollywood started.
I would like to know this.
So
we'll talk about it here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. How did Hollywood get its start, and what did it have to do with copyright at the time? We'll share that with you coming up in moments. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
If you dial in right now at 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can go and enjoy the whole site. There's no charge. But if you would like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by promoting us. There's a way to get a free bumper sticker. You can download web graphics, high-res graphics as well. Somebody just emailed Mark, and he forwarded it to me, and they were asking about using Free Talk Live on a YouTube channel. Please, take whatever you want. Use it however you want. You can download as many archives as you'd like. You can download high-res graphics. There was one lady who took our high-res logo, and she made her own T-shirts out of it. I don't know if she's still doing it for now, but whatever. Go ahead. Have fun with that. And if you want to use the audio from the show in your TV productions, you don't have to ask permission. Just save yourself the time and just do whatever it is you want to do. That'd be great. So, again, go to freetalklive.com and promote.freetalklive.com will take you to some flyers and web banners and stuff like that. By the way, preparation is a good idea, especially when it comes to disastrous situations, which you really can't predict. There is always a chance something terrible could happen around the bend. It doesn't pay to worry about those things happening, because worrying is pointless. But it does pay to be prepared in the event that something does happen. You'll have some food to eat. That's helpful. WiseFoodStorage.com can help you with that, and you can call them at 855-FOOD-WISE and get yourself a free entree sample. Find out about the quality of WiseFoodStorage.com. Don't just take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com. You can get delicious ready-made meals, cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, just to name a couple, and there's different types of meals. There's breakfasty types of food. There's obviously full dinners as well. And these things are really well taken care of. They're packed in individual metal Mylar pouches and sealed for a 25-year shelf life. This is serious food preparation here. And they're easy to make, too. Basically, you pour boiling water into the bag and let it sit. And even if you can't get boiling water, like if you're in that kind of a situation,
just water. You can just pour regular water in there. Even lukewarm water or cold water is going to work. Just takes a little longer for it to rehydrate, basically, in that way. So it's a great product, and I think you'll find it's pretty affordable as well, especially with free shipping, which you can get with promo code FTL, like Free Talk Live. WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FoodWise. And it doesn't even have to be a natural disaster. It could be the loss of your job. Maybe something you're not expecting to happen, where having some food supplies in the house could be very, very helpful. WiseFoodStorage.com. Get that free entree sample and then place your order, because I have a feeling you're going to really like it. WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FoodWise. JJ, the Pirate Bay has issued a press release.
That's right. This press release comes from the 18th of January for the internets. Over a century ago, Thomas Edison got the patent for a device which would do for the eye what a phonograph does for the ear. He called it a kinetoscope. He was not only amongst the first to record video, he was also the first person to own the copyright to a motion picture. Because of Edison's patents for motion pictures, it was close to financially impossible to create motion pictures in the North American East Coast. Movie studios therefore relocated to California and founded what we today call Hollywood. The reason was mostly because there was no patent. There was also no copyright to speak of. So the studios could copy old stories and make movies out of them, like Fantasia.
So wait, was this like before they were states out there? Was that when they moved? I'm confused.
This is from the early, well, yes, before California was fully, I guess,
under the jurisdiction of,
yes,
these
exactly
frameworks.
Before it was part of the whole national.
Got it.
Sort of, it was just colonies, like the old gold rush.
Right.
Yeah. That was during that sort of...
So these guys saw the value in making movies, but they couldn't do it legally on the East Coast.
They could do it legally, but it cost far too much money...
For licensing
one of Edison's patents.
Right.
So basically what they did is they would move to this this coast on California,
yep,
and they would create it Hollywood. They had no copyright or patents there at the time, so they had no problem.
Right,
stealing this technology.
It's borrowing.
Borrowing, right. Well,
They're sharing the ideas.
Yes. So the whole basis of this...
But they would call it stealing if someone else did it today, which is, of course, the hypocrisy they're
pointing
out.
Right, which is going to come up here soon. So the whole idea, the whole basis of this industry that today is screaming about losing control over immaterial rights is that they circumvented immaterial rights. They copied, or put in their terminology, stole other people's creative works without paying for it. They did it in order to make a huge profit. Today, they're all successful, and most studios are on the Fortune 500 list of the richest companies in the world. Congratulations. It's all based on being able to reuse other people's creative works. And today, they hold rights to what other people create. If you want to get something released, you have to abide to their rules, and the ones they created after circumventing other people's rules. The reason they are always complaining about pirates today is simple. We've done what they did. We've circumvented the rules they created and created our own. This is the Pirate Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We crush their monopoly by giving people something more efficient. We allow people to have direct communication between each other, circumventing the profitable middleman that in some cases take over 100%, 107% of their profits. Yes, you pay to work for them, which I don't really understand, but I guess they might have something to back that up. It goes on. It's all based on the fact that we're competition. We've proven that their existence in the current form is no longer needed. Mm. We're just better than they are. And the funny part is that our rules are very similar to the founding ideas of USA. We fight for freedom of speech. We see all people as equal. We believe that the public, not the elite, should rule the nation. We believe that laws should be created to serve the public, not the rich corporations. The Pirate Bay is truly an international community. The team spread all over the globe, but we've stayed out of the USA. We have Swedish roots, and a Swedish friend said this. The word sopa means trash in Swedish. The word pipa means a pipe in Swedish. This is, of course, not a coincidence. They want to make the internet a one-way pipe, with them at the top shoveling trash through the pipe down to the rest of us obedient consumers. The public opinion on this matter is clear. Ask anyone on the street, and you'll learn that no one wants to be fed with trash. Why the U.S. government want the American people to be fed with trash is beyond our imagination, but we hope that you will stop them before we all drown. SOPA can't do anything to stop TPB, or the Pirate Bay. Worst case, we'll change top-level domain from our current .org to one of the hundreds of other names that we already also use.
Right.
In countries where
.info,
the Pirate Bay, yes, exactly. In countries where the Pirate Bay is blocked, China and Saudi Arabia springs to mind. They block hundreds of our domain names, and it didn't work. And did it work? Not really. To fix the problem of piracy, one should also go to the source of the problem. The entertainment industry say they're creating culture, but what they really do is selling overpriced plushie dolls and making 11-year-old girls become anorexic. Either from working in the factories that create the dolls for basically no salary, or watching movies and TV shows that make them think that they're fat. In the great Sid Meier's computer game Civilization, you can build wonders of the world. One of the most powerful ones is Hollywood. With that, you control all culture and media in the world. Rupert Murdoch was happy with MySpace and had no problems with their own piracy until it failed. Now he's complaining that Google is the biggest source of piracy in the world, because he's jealous. He wants to retain his mind control over people, and clearly you'd get more honest view on things on Wikipedia and Google than on Fox News.
No doubt.
Some facts, years, dates, were probably wrong on this press release. The reason is that we can't access the information when Wikipedia is blacked out because of pressure from our failing competitors. We're sorry for that.
Neat stuff. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, it's good. It's very interesting that a lot of the... There's many cases that you come to find out that... people who scream and moan about certain actions had at one point done those actions in an earlier time.
Right. Obviously, the people running the Motion Picture Association today are not the same folks that did the, we're talking about 100 years difference or more, are not the same people that made the run from the East Coast to the West Coast back in the 1800s, was that?
Yeah, I think it was the late 1800s.
So back in the 1800s, they, obviously were not those same people. But all that said, the history is still there, and it speaks loudly.
Yep.
And it's very, very instructive to hear about that, and I'm glad to hear that Hollywood was built off of the flight to freedom.
Exactly.
The desire for people to get out from underneath the legal framework that is oppressing ideas, because ideas should be shared. Ideas are what wealth is created upon. There's nothing today that wasn't created upon an idea that someone else already created. Whether it's the laptop that you're sitting there using, the microphones that we're speaking into, the radios you're listening to us on, none of those things are original. Somebody had an idea first, and then someone else took that idea, and they modified it, they changed it, they made it better. I mean, the original radios had tubes in them, vacuum tubes, and then somebody figured out a new way to tune in with, like, I think, crystal control, and then, phase lock loop, and there's all kinds of new, concepts that build on old ideas, and that's how new wealth is created. We take our minds, we combine our minds and our mind power with natural resources and other things that other people have already created to make them better. And as long as we've got patents and other things like they're out there, that stops that process. It prohibits people from coming up with new things, and we all suffer from as a result of that. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.